Okay, B'siyata D'shmaya Bez Hashem, of Shir today and on Wednesday. I made a new packet Wednesday, Chovet Yom Kippur, on Taruvus and Yom Kippur. You'll see an interesting concept there. It's, we'll see if that'll be just part of the Shir or the whole Shir. We'll see how time works there. Okay, so today we continue in Inyanei Taruvus. The Indian Nikar HaIsra. The question is like this. We know, like Rav Shechter explained, that the definition of Taruvus is Rov Heter, Miyat Isser, and Isser Zeinu Nikar. Right? Those are the that's the definition. Because if you don't have Rov Heter, then it's not shy to speak about bittul, because you don't have rov. And if it's niker, if the is niker, then remove it. You can't say bittul. That's not a taruvus. So the concept of a taruvus that we should say bittul, as Rav Shechter pointed out, is rov heter, miyat isser, and the isser is ainu niker. And that is the definition of a taruvus that we would say bittul. Now, the question is, what is called nikar? The simple shot is if you could see it. If you could see it, you don't say that you have rice, big vat of rice, and a non-kosher meatball falls in the vat of rice. And you can see it. So don't say, well, I have 60 times the amount of rice to the meatball, so then it's bottle. No, that's not bottle. That's nikar isser. Because move the rice around, and there's the meatball. So just remove it. And the pashut is, that's a din d'oraisa. That if something is nikar, it's not bottle. Well, if I have a chad betray, all the examples we're given now, you have the three pieces of meat. So, ostensibly, you cannot. The whole din of bittul only applies if the isser is not identifiably different than the two heter. Because if it's identifiably different, then that's nikar isser, and nikar isser is not bottle. Now, there's a Mordechai. I mean, you know, people don't know it's the Mordechai. They just know that it's the Ramah. But I try to show you all the Makoros from the... Now, this made it like... This, like, Mordechai Ramah... This Ramah, like, was... Made it big into the newspapers. Like, a couple of years ago, when there was this whole thing with the bugs in the water. If you want, we could have a share on that also. The bugs in the water, and they wanted to claim that it's a problem, and it's really nikar isser, and the whole thing. It's not so pashut. But the question is like this. Here's the question. What if something is not identifiable, so it's in the mixture, but what if I would do something to bring it to the surface? Am I mechuyev to do so? Le'esa, basher husham, something fell into the mixture. Say you have a mixture and some, you have a cholent pot. All kosher things in the cholent pot. And then a piece of fat, chelev, non-kosher fat, got in there. And it's somewhere in the, but you can't find it, it's not so easily. But if I would do something, say I would put cold water in the mixture, and that would cause the chelev to rise to the top. Am I mechuyev to do so? We say, well, right now it's not nikar. Somewhere it's lost in the pot. But But if I do something, I can make it nikar. So is that a chiyuv to do so, to make it nikar, and therefore it won't be batal or not? So everyone quotes, let me tell you what everyone quotes. Those that like to quote a Ramah on page 5. Yeah, take a look on page 5 in the Ramah in Siv Dalet. Chol Isser, first word on the line, the end of the first line of the Ramah. Not, there are two parts to the Ramah, the second Haggah. Okay? The whole Isser Shem Vatlin B'Shishim Imakiro Sarach La'asiru Misham. Right? If you see it, in other words, say you have a meatball and it's mixed up, and you have shishim, and you cooked it in the rice, and the shishim, so it's the shishim, the tam is going to be bottled in the rice, but the meatball you could see. So you have to take it out. The tam was bottled, you cooked with the rice, so it dissipated in the rice. But the meatball you have to remove. Avogav dekvarn is bottled tamu b'shishim. Doesn't matter, the tam was bottled, but you always have to mevatel the tam and the be'ed. See, by yavish b'yavish, there was no tam. It was only three disjoint pieces, so it was only a question of a be'ed. He says, v'chein nofal chaylev. He does you a favor here. You see, sometimes chaylev and cholov could be interchangeable, so in some shulchan aruch they do you a favor and they put the nekudas in so you won't make a mistake between chaylev and cholov. So im nofal chaylev letoch tavshil. So in treif non kosher chaylev falls into the cholent or whatever. And it's vatel tamo b'shishim. And you have, it's a big cholent pot, so there's no problem of the tam. Tzarach liten shamayim tzonanim. So you have to put cold water. Veteva hachaylev lahachvi. That is the chaylev. Gets frozen or, you know, congealed. The latzuf lamala, and it rises to the top. Alamayim. Yes, you're in a musham. The macha de efshar lasiro, havek ilu makiro. The tzarach lasiro musham. So if you have the ability to take it out, then you're mechuyev to take it out. So this was this made it into the newspapers, into the kolkores, when those that wanted the aser water, so they wanted to say, well, you can filter. So just like the Ramah says, so even though maybe it's not nikar now, but you can filter and then you can remove, so then maybe that's the same din of the Ramah. Right, that was what made it into the newspapers. This Ramah. Mechad evshar lasiru havek ilu makiru. Tzarach lasiru mishal. Right.
Then you have to remove it.
So that's what he's saying. If you're going to remove it, then obviously you're going to recognize it. So that's the... Now, very few people then go ahead. You know, the big yisod in learning anything, especially halacha, is to look everything up to the end. You know, as if you just read the Shulchan Aruch, so that's... You know, Sukkot Aruch is a secondary source. You're not seeing the... So always, you should always look to see the... You know, there were great Gedolei Achronim that didn't have the primary sources. So they wrote tshuvas, and sometimes they were mistaken in the pshat because they didn't. If they would see it, what the primary source was, well, they wouldn't say what they said. That doesn't mean that they're, you know, they could still say the svara they say based on their own svara. But if you really want to know what is this sheet to hold, the only way you'll really know is, Baruch Hashem, we have the ability now to look up, especially in the new Shulchan Aruch, in the Friedman Shulchan Aruch, those big black Shulchan Aruch that are, but they're almost completed. You know, they tell you exactly every mocker in the Mechaber, the Ramah, Shach, because a lot of times the Shach will say, Tshuva Sarashpa. So where am I going to find this Tshuva Sarashpa? So they'll tell you exactly, Chelek Aleph, Siman, and then you can look it up and see the... So that's a big fundamental yisod in learning. Those that, you know, want to know, you know, learning halacha, really learning it be'ian. So you gotta see everything inside, because then, you know, people just like to say svaras, and so the Gedol Yisrael have said svaras, so their svaras are you know, still valid svaras, but if you want to really know what does this mukhar really hold, you gotta do the legwork. So the easiest thing, so he said, it's our Mordechai, so let's look in the Mordechai. So he says, and then we're going to see the Mordechai quotes a near earlier source. Sefer Rokeach, page 1. Kosev k'deir shebevashlem batavshem v'omedes eitzel la'esh v'yirosachas u'vashelos shvach aleim chelev ocholov v'vachutz. Yishpach ha-tavshel b'tamchoy v'k'deir acheres. Muto lecho v'lo nofo l'toch chelev yishpach ma'im tzonu musochov yasichol ha-shuman ha-tzaf ha-shar mutter. So that's where he gets it from. Yim nofo l'socha chelev yishpach ma'im tzonu musochov yasichol ha-shuman ha-tzaf ha-shar mutter. So, and he quotes this from the Sefer Rokeach. So we have to do our homework and try to find the Sefer Rokeach. So apparently it's not in the Sefer Rokeach. But we have the Sefer Asufos, who's Rabbeinu Eliyahu Yitzchak, Talmido of the Rokeach. So that's as best as we're going to get. If it's not in the Rokeach, it's in the Talmud of the Rokeach. So let's see what he says.
Isn't the Mordechai, if you say he adulterated the Rokeach, isn't the Mordechai take on it, acceptance of it, better than the Talmud of the Rokeach?
But the question is, the Mordechai probably got it from this source. Kosov. Unless he had a Tzaviyada, we don't have. Mustama the Talmud, you know, the Talmidim and the Talmidim. The Talmidim that come all the time and they know everything that the Rebbe says. The Talmidim that come not all the time don't know everything that the Rebbe says. The Talmidim that make mistakes, the Talmidim that, you know, the different Talmidim. So I assume the Sefer HaSufos was probably a good Talmud, and he came all the time, and he didn't miss, and he got it right.
So the Mordechai basically the spot, buckled to the Rokeach.
Well, let's see what he says. Let's see.
Yeah,
he's his own, right, but let's see. Let's see what he says. Chelev shenotet oktev v'nimach v'sharin lo v'shishim v'nishin nesarv miyot. So he says, so if a chelev that falls in, so what happened? It falls in, and then it got spread in into the mixture. So there was nesinas tam. So it's min mashein amino. So if you have shishim kenegdo, then it's mutter. Umiyo yesh anche maisa shenosni mayim karim begdera lekari shachelu lasira. So there are people that actually they don't just rely on the shishim, but they want to get rid of the ben. So they put cold water. But the first thing that struck me is that he's saying it like it's a chumrah. They're anshei maisa, meaning they're machmirim that do that. But it seems to me that the simple pshat is that he's saying that the whole thing is just a chumrah. The whole thing is just a chumrah. That that if right now you can't see it, and you know it'll take no one says, like, if you have rice and the meatballs hiding underneath the rice, that you're not mechuyev to mesh around and but that's because you just the cow, you can just move or flip it around and see it. But if it's something that requires more, you know, and you could say, like Rav Shechter says from Rav Salvation in a different context, that in Bizman Chazal, getting water was not, today we just open the faucet, we get water. Then you got to go to the well, and you got to, you know, water wasn't the most accessible commodity like it is today. So then, you know, you could, you know, that's the question of, you know, there's a Tosis in the second parak of Pesachim, in the sugya of Lo'afshev HaKamachavein, it's a whole sugya there. But Tosis writes that something that's Betircha is called Eifshar, even though it's Efshar. And, you know, and in the Musa Shmuz, we would say, you know, Briskerav, Briskerav said, you know, do it. If you really want to do it, do it, you know. But in Halacha, something that requires a tircha to do, that's called the Efsha. That's called the Efsha. So I think that's what he's saying over here. That, so, you know, so to go ahead and have to, get the water and put it in and resurface it, so he's saying that's a chumrah of the anshei maisa. But, now you could say, like Rabbi Ephraim said, that the Mordechai doesn't quote it that way, and certainly the Ramah doesn't quote it that way. Well, you could say it's no. That's what it is. It's a chumrah. It's a chumrah of, and most probably, depending upon the level of tircha, it'll be that will. As I said, if it's just hiding under the meatballs, just hiding under the the rice, so then just uncover it. And there it is. It's not it. I mean, well, it could be the use of that when you get, like, once you eat the first 90%, eventually it won't be in the bottom. Like, anyone who is at the end of the line eventually, comes to the, if you wait long enough, you're in the beginning of the line, right? So the same thing with rice. You have it, but eventually you're going to see it. At that point, then for sure you have to remove it. No, because at that point it already was cooked already. The cooking stopped. So the tam was already in this fashion. Now the question is on the ben.
The ben is never bought.
Right.
So it's not even a question of pure fashion.
Right. Right. Well, you can't say, in other words, what he's saying is maybe you have to look around when you first eat it, because maybe when you take the rice, you're going to take a piece of thing with it. And,
if you didn't eat cold water, it might be shovelable.
Right.
So they would be
Right. And this is quoted in this of Heter, page 3. Kol iser shenisbatel main balach chatichas shenochel gzeira main biyavish im yochel akir acharkach tzarich lazarko. Feishiv Ravon Chelul Shenafel L'Gedera V'Nalma Sim Yesh Shishim Mitzvah Mitzvah Litein B'Mayim Karim Likro Shachelul Asira. So it's also a Lashon. Yeah. Okay, so that's the story.
Is that what our public is sprinkled by bugs and water?
Well, bugs and water, you could say, is called Einu Nikar, the cloud. It's Einu Nikar. Because the Baril says that Nikar means that it's self-evident right away, not with the bringing you out to the sun and and then Ravelsky had this other idea that is Godel, that's a separate kula. That if it's Godel in the boar, that's where it so that's a separate kula. But if you want, I can give you the whole shear at a different time. Whatever.
Looking at you, the Dharmada, would you say that if you're not sure pouring cold water would help, then you're still fired? Or only if you know that, if I do this, that it sort of will be removable, but maybe it is, but it isn't, maybe it's a fat that's the right. Am I high? I could try to take it out of
the You always have to try. Okay, we're going to talk about that. Excellent question. Oh, you see, if you look in the page 4, this is probably how I got to say Rasul. Look at the Darkei Moshe involved. He says, "Heke the Makir is a pshita zarkol zarkol. How about digas shishim nivoli? The Halachi Kosa of Mordechai, the Shem Arukeach, the Nofel Chel Tov Tavshil, Yishim Shom Zon Tzonim, etc." And look in the bottom, Hagos Laoros, Ayin B'Seif Rasufis Mitalmido, Simin Tzadi Zayin V'Ravon Simin Shin. Yud Aleph. So that's probably how I saw it. Could be I try to look up in the Rokeach itself, but now, if you look in the Gil Yom Marsha on page 5, who's the Gil Yom Marsha? Rav Shlomo Eger. Who's Rav Shlomo Eger? The son of Rabbi Kiva Eger. If you ever were at the Levaya for Rav Soloveitchik, so there was only one maspid in that Levaya. It was Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He was the only one who was given the Rishus to maspid the Rav. So he made two comparisons about the Rav to people of the previous generations. One is he made a comparison between his father, Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, who was the Rav's father, Rav Moshe Soloveitchik and the Rav, to Rav Shlomo Eger and Rav Akiva Eger, the father-son that learned together. That comparison. And there was another comparison he made between Yosef and the brothers. That was another comparison about whatever, different type of comparison. You can read it, it's printed the Hesped.
So there were other speakers, one of the lines spoke.
No. Only one speaker. I was there. There's one speaker. People said Tehillim, people said this, one speaker from our salvation. Zero. So what does Rav Shlomo Eger say? Nearly the midaraisu. He says it's a midaraisa. Because if something is nikar, then like Rav Shachar said, that's the definition of a tarogus. That it has to be nicker. It can't be nicker, rather. And he quotes based on Iran in Sukkah.
Page
5.
What?
The Gil Yom Marsha. Generally, the Raisa who Masha Kosov Iran Parakama de Sukkah, Masnis and Osa Sukoso, Sovdi Baran Ginathim, Deitzchak Mukubish, Irvo, and Polish, have a bit of Mamish came in Yochal Atira. In other words, we're learning in Sukkah this year, so if you have a tree on top of your Sukkah, that's how I made sure to do the Sukkah, because this child comes up all the time, especially in newly married couples. Because newly married couples, they go to their father-in-law's sukkah for the first time. Their own sukkah, they know what it's like. You go to your father-in-law's sukkah, and then you see, hey, there's a tree there. This happens all the time. Not everybody. Not everybody's father-in-law has a sukkah under a tree. But and then they panic the last minute. You know, what are we going to do? So that you have to come to the sukkah shiur to know what to do with a sukkah under a tree. But there's a sugya in the Gemara that says, well, if you lower the tree into yischach and it gets chavta, you mix it into the schach, so then it's like bato. So the Ran says it's not really batal. The ain't schach mechubah she'irvah matol shavi bittel mamish, because you could just pull it out. You could pull the tree out. So it's not a real din bittel. It's a separate din by hilchas schach. But he's saying what the Gil Yom Marshah is saying on page 5 is that the Ran is saying that it's not a real bittel, because anything you could remove, like the tree, even though you lowered the tree into your schach, and now it's all mixed together, but you could just take the tree and push it back up. And then, so if you could do that, then that's called nikar iser. Dein schach mukubu she'irbam tola shavi bitu mamish, kevin diyochel atiru laborolov. So that's where the Gil Yom Marshah is quoting that Ran. Yeah, if you want to see the Gemara in Sukkah, see Sukkah and Yerdeik come together. Shechovtan, the Gemara says, Rashi says, Hishpil anofav lamata uravim imschach kosher, and you can't see it anymore because it's all mixed in. So the Ran says on page 9. It's not real bittel, because anything you could unbittel, so to speak, and unearth, that's called nikar iser. Elokeinu the Agmir Rachmanu Moshe the Palga Sagi Hachan Lo Sagi Lebe Palga Yisham Chavishiva. So that's a separate din in Sukkah, that the Halacha Mamishim Sinai says that there's a certain amount that you need to be schach kosher, and once it's not noticeable, we don't count the other thing. But that's a special kula in schach. But in Isurim, like Treifus, so if you can unearth the Isur, you got to unearth the Isur. Midoraisa. And that's what the Gil Yom Marshah is saying from the Ran.
Is it because it doesn't require a lot of tircha? In other words, to take the tree, remove it down from the stock, if it would require a lot of tircha, then we would say that, no, it is chakra part, it is the problem.
Right, maybe, right, that's what we talked before.
Right.
That if something with a lot of tircha is different. And if you look in the Taz on page 10, this Taz was discussed in that shiur. I told you about that same shiur from Shas Cohen, where he talked about the Groa. He talked about this Ran and this Taz on page 10. So he talks about the Schach. gave it to Dover Moore. Possible of Bush because a bottle way to Haskaka Kosher. You didn't call this in the Shabbat on the Heter. So that's the Issu Heter. Makoshali Halon, Pinafena, Shay Makirnaso. Kai Makirnaso, Turkey. Efshir Shagamze, Allah, Umosh Yusina. Now we're going to talk a few of Makir Issu Bottle Barok. So he says, because he had discussions, that maybe even if your makir is a bottle barok, Rabbi said, "Hey, didn't you feel the bottle barok? The shogeg didn't mean a mezakim, mean a mechayev. Right? We know who's mezakim, who's mechayev. So we know who's the." Who's the meat? Who's the rove? Rafil Hafi, Amr Torah Zil Basaruba. He was doing Torah Lashon Kaiser. I mean Drabanim. So he says that maybe the whole din of. So that's what the Levush is saying. That's the Levush. This is all the Levush. So Levush says this very bold statement that. That maybe Nikar Isser is only a din derabbanan. Now, obviously, he doesn't mean to say if you mamish, you see the meatball there, you can eat it. I mean, you know, it means that it's mixed in, but you can unearth it. But he says. But then he says, the dovuz ain't a royally kosse, the lomar de minatora field bakir is in Sarah Lashley, so has the shalom lomar king. So the question is, you know, what exactly was the, you know, the bush obviously also, so there could be some middle ground, you know, a little bit of tircha, you know, what's the, which he considers maybe only, and that's basically the Sefer HaSufas that we talked about before, that putting the water in the thing might be only a chumrah. But so this machlokes levushim taz, but the pashtus is we assume that it's a din daraisa, and it could be that once it's a tircha, so that could be only a chumrah. But once it's and there's more to say on this topic. But that's the yisod, you know, like Rav Shach always says, that's the definition of a taruvus, is edoniker. You know, certain things, it's inherent to the, you know, like Rav Shach likes to say over from, I'll say it with a seasonal topic. That they asked Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, you know, where does it say in Shulchan Aruch that an Esra Kamurkov is puzzle? It doesn't say that in the Mechaber, where does it say that in the Shulchan Aruch? So Rav Moshe Soloveitchik said, it says Esra. So, you know, certain things are definitional. You know, okay, the Esra Kamurkov requires its own shiurim and things like that. You know, there's a famous tshuva from Rav Alfandari, you know, Rav Alfandari, you heard of Saba Kadisha. Saba Kadisha was an old man, he was over 100. He lived in Eretz Yisrael, Svarda Shagoda. And the Milchas Alozer was like very into him, like very much into him. And he took a trip from Munkach to Eretz Yisrael to meet the Saba Kadisha. And there's a sefer written about the whole trip, what happened. What happened on day one, what happened on day two, and what and then the Saba Kadisha passed away during the Milchas Alozer's visit to him. So he got it's called Masos Yerushalayim. And it's translating thing. I think Oscar, whoever translated Journeys of Jerusalem, they translated it into English, if you want to know more about this trip. So the Saba Kadisha has coolers about, that drives me like to point out, about Esrog and Murkov. So it's not so, I think it's Pasha. But The Lari Sukkot is here, so if you come to the Sukkot Shir, you can know more about these things.
I want to clarify the question that God, I understand what we're saying, that
the Kavod is saying no, if it's Nikar Yisur, that's a Din D'Oraisa. There's nothing to talk about. I'm saying this, like Rosh Hashanah, that's definitional.
Oh. So if it's a din d'oraisa, then the din d'oraisa does not apply when there's a tirkum, according to the Sefer Rosh
Hashanah. Right, right. You could say that. Right, just like with the, I told you, Tosfos of Psachim in the sugya of Lo Efsher, the Kamechavim, that something's a tirkum. That's called Lo Efsher, even though it, you know, it is Efsher. You know, in the Musa Shmuzin, I'll tell you it is Efsher, but in the Halacha Shirim, we'll say that's called Lo Efsher. Okay. Now there is a page 11, a piece from the Placey. So, for those that are new to the Placey, Rav Yonis and Eibschitz wrote this sefer called Placey Placey. It's a classic sefer. I mean, anything Rav Yonis and Eibschitz wrote is a classic sefer. And, you know, very often quoted when you learn Yardaya. You know, it's called, people call it the Placey. Okay. So, he has a question. What if you're going to put the, so there was a case we had the Ramo. You're going to put the chelet fell into the cholent, right? So we said, so put cold water, right? So it could be if you put cold water, it'll ruin the cholent. I mean, I'm not the biggest maven on, you know, some people have the thing. I was zocher to go twice to eat Shabbos Sudas by Rav Schwab Zatzal. So his Rebbetzin Zatzal, she made the, you know, the liquidy chulot. They have that the special name for it. You know, did you ever eat Rebbetzin Schwab's chulot? See, that's the advantage of being outside of the Kehillah, that you can eat. Rav Gelli I ate many, many times, and more than I could count. Rav Schwab, I was by his Suda twice. But it was this liquidy cholent. But I don't know. Sometimes you can put water in the tafshil and it'll ruin the tafshil. So you still mechuyev to do it? So he says like this. He says if the machal is going to be in the skalkel, it makes a lot of sense if you say like the Sefer HaSufis that the whole thing is only a chumrah. The whole thing is only a chumrah because the ma'aseh you can't see it. And it's not easy. Even if you move things around, you're not going to see it. If you do this stunt with putting cold water and it'll congeal, it'll come to the top, up above, the whole chadgadya, then that's the chumrah. But he says, if it's going to skalkel, you don't have to do it. So the maskino kamar mkli balu yisur the bottle betray after chol asir yisur behagolo, and it gives you a muscle because what's the din? This happens all the time. Not all the time, some of the time. That you're in the middle of dinner, right? And then somebody notices in the middle of dinner, they're cutting the meat with Milchik cutlery. So, till everyone freezes, and you take the Milchik cutlery, and you put it aside, the kasher, in their certain places. And then there's always the cleaning lady that means to be nice, and she sees it, and then she puts it back in the thing, and now you lost your, you don't know which is the, so the halacha is that chad betray bottom, that she, you had to have one, this knife that became treif, and now it's back in the drawer with the other knife, so you don't believe not to kasher every single knife, it's chad betray bottom. So he says, So what's the idea? Why can't you? So why don't you say just do hagala? He says, no, because it costs money to do Hagala. You have to get the water, you have to whatever. So you're not mechuyev. Even though you could say you could avoid the problem. Culture came from Mokhosh Machal and Skalkin, Burl come on. Dinechal Hamhof. And other Yoshi Shlokum Mokham Shamachal Muskalkil Min Dvar Hotsos. So that's what the place he says. The source of this is the Rashba of by the Kli case on page 12. And the Bayis HaKotzer. We discussed this is the Torah HaBayis, so the middle is the Torah HaBayis, that's the Bayis HaOruch. That's the middle part. And then the Berak HaBayis is the Ra'or, that's his Kashas, and the Mishmer HaBayis is the Rashba defending himself. And the Bayis HaKotzer is a Kitzer of a Kitzer version of the Torah HaBayis. So he says, Kli Matchos Oshel Eitz Nesar B'Blias Isurim, and Isurim, and Isar Vachem, Enu Niker, Izel, Achbish, Efshel, Lagilo, Lachziro, Lachshiro. Yerlish, Ein Donino, so Kadosh, Ishlo, Matir, Leso, Skulo, Hashe, Gilem, O Yilabnam. Eloki, Isu, Yomish, and Isar, Arev, Yomish, Batal, Baro, Bishar, Isurim, Shenlo, Matir. So it's interesting. So that's the din. If you have a treif kli that got mixed in the kosher kalim, it's batal. You don't have to do anything. And say no nikar, because you can't tell. All the knives look the same. You don't know which is the knife that you messed up. So the placey, you see, was speaking from the perspective of maybe this should be called Nikar Isser, because you can get rid of the Isser through doing Hagolah, even though you'll never see which is the one that was, but basically you'll solve the problem. You don't have to rely on Bittul, because maybe the concept of Nikar Isser means that Bittul is only if there's no Breyer. But if there's Nikar Isser, I remove it. So if I could do Hagolah, even though it's never going to be Nikar, but that's like Nikar Isser. That's like a Nikar Isser. So the place he says, he wants to compare it to this din. But this din, if you look in the Rashba, Rashba's not talking about it from the perspective of Nikar Isser. Rashba's saying that there's another halacha of Dovah Sheish L'Matirin. Right? If I have two eggs, and then the third egg gets mixed in with these two eggs. And that third egg was Beit HaShenolda the Shabbos, Beit HaShenolda B'yotav. So it's Chad B'Trei. So we don't say Bittul. Why Chad B'Trei? Two were born 2 days ago. One was born on Shabbos B'yotav. And it's three eggs. And then I can't tell the difference. Chad B'Trei both. No, because Dov Sheish HaMatirin. I can wait till Sunday. Beit HaShenolda is Muktza. On Sunday there's no Din Muktza. So Chad B'Trei both. So why don't you say the same thing? The Rashba says, if the treif kli comes and mixes in the other kalim, it should be okay. Because the din is its bottle. But why don't you say it's davishational matirin? So the Rashba says, that the Bayis HaKotzer is because that's it's a big tircha, it's an expense. Davishational matirin means, tomorrow, just wait till tomorrow. It'll come free. Muktzah becomes free on Sunday. You don't have to pay for it. Muktzah is mutter on Sunday. Without any hesitations. So the placey put them together. The placey put them together and said, you know, just like by that case, you don't say that it's Osir, so too over here, but the one second, but the Achronim, question this. The Achronim questioned this comparison of the place. One second. In other words, because the place we bring down is it considered Nikar Isser. But the discussion with the Kalim is a discussion of Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir, which is a Darabonim discussion. So that kasha, who's the one who asked that kasha? Who's the first one to ask that kasha? In other words, the place is making this din. It's if the machal is miskalkel, then you're not mechuyev to, and he's learning it out from that din. So there's some achronim that don't like his sushto, because maybe that din is what. Is that din? Is it din the rabbanon of davar sheyesh lo matir? So then you could say davar sheyesh lo matir. That din the rabbanon is not said when it's. But this din is a din the raisa of. So there are those that question the whole comparison of the of the placing. But yeah.
Why does the Kasha overtime that the fast falls to the top? Just give it 10 hours. 10 hours of fast that falls to the top. Without Shesh Matir Rimela. Automatically it's just gonna become.
No, maybe not. Maybe if you don't put the cold water in, it's not gonna do it. It's not gonna do it. Because you have to get the cold water. It's not gonna happen by itself. Or water, it'll congeal and it'll come to the top. Sam?
Would the Rasha be applicable nowadays? Because indoor plumbing and stovetop.
Yes. Yeah, so that's what Rav Shakta said from Rav Soloveitchik, that maybe it wouldn't be applicable to Zman HaZeh. Rav Abadi thought that it still should be applicable to Zman HaZeh. Rav Shakta said from Rav Soloveitchik, he thought that maybe Zman HaZeh that it shouldn't be applicable, because you just turn on the faucet and do it. But Rav Abadi thought, no, that still depends how much you have in the drawer. You still have, it still could take, you know, still a bit tircha. You know, if you have 15 knives in the drawer and one fell in, so even though you can just turn on the thing, but it's a whole, it won't take you 10 hours, 5 hours, but it'll take you, you know. So it's still in the Shulchan Aruch. Rav Shach said to Rav Soloveitchik, this idea of what you're saying, that's a big chumrah. It's a chumrah, you say. Rav Abadi thought we could still rely on the Shulchan Aruch of the that it's still considered batal. However, there is the opinion of the Ra'or, and the Ra'or on page 13. So he says, that he thinks that the whole din of the treif kli that falls into the kosher kli, that whole din that the Rashba says it's batal, is not true. He says that's called nikar iser. Because even though I'll never know which is the one, but what's the din of nikar iser? There is always learning the pshat and nikar iser means that I don't have to see it. That's not the important. If I see it, I can remove it, so then I can't rely on bittul. So maybe even if I can't see it, but I could still remove it. Like if you do hagolah on all of them, then even though you're not going to see which one is there, but you remove the iser. See, when something's bittul, I can't remove the iser because I don't know which one it is. I'll never be able to remove it. You're wrong on bittul. But maybe nikar iser is not a din of seeing, it's a din. If you can see, you can remove it. But what if I can remove it without seeing? So he says that is called nikar issa. That's a din daraisa, that it's not batal. So that's the. So that's what the Beg Habayi says. Once I want to see inside. Old Kosov, on the right page of page 13. Old Kosov Klishentav Shabolam and Isav and Esav Rechakach Nisar Bachayim Shorol Adurum Pavshesh Lomatirin. That's the Rashba. So he says, So then he says, go a little further down. Zeino, the Hacha Taim Achrin, the Eino Botil. He says, this is much worse. Pavshesh Lomatirin, Eino Botil is a thin Rabbanan. This is Nikra Isser. The Vabi Taim Sheish Lomatirin, the Chol Hecha, the Nikra Isser, Eino Heter, Eino Bittel. So that's called nikar iser. So the Rav says, kalim that get mixed up is not bottom midoraisa. Now the Rav is a very interesting pshat, but lemaisa and Shulchan Aruch we pass like the Rav never beats the Rashba in the Shulchan Aruch. We'll look on page 14. Klish Neser Bablias Isser. Page 16. Shedesar Vachay Reinu Nikar Bottle Barov Vein Donam Dom Dosh Lomatirin. He should serve Chalhutziolov Hotzos Agilo Hoyotzimo. And as a Shech Sefer Salvechik that Chaver, he lived. They would live further away from the water. So the whole thing, but that's similar to what you were saying. Yeah.
I think so. I
always thought of this idea. Yeah, I understand. But that's the Yisod. So we don't pass it like this Yisod. And we hold Nikar Issa means it's Nikar. And the only thing we done on is maybe still it's not possible because it's Dover Sheish Lomatirin, because you could matter it with Hagola. You don't have to rely on Bittel. And then what the post can say, the Rashba said, but that's a Tircha, so that's not called Dover Sheish Lomatirin. In contrast to Beitza Shanolda, you just have to wait till Sunday. You wait till Sunday, then the Issa Muksa will come off.
Doesn't the Rabah pass the Lomatirin off? The language is saying you can remove it, then it's Nicker. Both saying the same thing,
then that's
considered
negative. Right. So I'm of the opinion
by the
Chaylev that's only a Chumra Balma. Right. In other words, if you want to take that to the Ramah to say it's a real din and work with the same Yisod. See, there it's a little bit worse because once you remove it, it'll be Mamish Nicker. Here it'll never be Nicker. Yeah, you put the water in, and then you'll be able to see it. And in contrast, there. One second, we're a little short of time. Let me finish up. There is a Mishnah in Me'ila on page 18. It says, "Prutu shel hekdesh shenoflo toch hakis." Say you have a bunch of nickels, quarters, whatever. And then one pruta that belongs to Hektesh has Kedusha. One quarter of Kedusha falls in. So now how could you spend any of your money? Because if you spend your money, you're going to be mal. So that's the first opinion. Kevin Shehotzi has a Rishon, a mal, Divrei Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva says, once you spend the first quarter, you mall. Because maybe it's so hakis. Chacham Nomrim, Achi Yotzi has kol hakis. The Chachamim say, no, only if you'll spend all the quarters, then obviously, one of them is the Hekdesh, so there's a problem. So if the Tosfos Chadashim has a kasha, page 19, this discussion of this Mishnah Me'ila, in the Sefer Agra Liyisharim. Who wrote the Sefer Agra Liyisharim? Agra Liyisharim? Can you hear the Sefer? Probably not. Agra Liyisharim was written by the great Gaon, what? Reb Chaim Zimmerman. Remember Reb Chaim Zimmerman? Chaim Zimmerman was a Gaon, big Gaon. He lived in New York, then he moved to Chicago. And he was the big Gaon. He was a super duper genius. Big Rashiv and Skokie, and yeah, he was a big Gaon. He wrote a famous paper on the International Dateline, this thick, literally this thick. And okay, you should know about him. Chaim Zimmerman, other things. Okay, so he points out that Tosfos Chadashim has the kasha. Kashim came, he derives the bata. Why are you mile? It's Einu Nikar. So it should be bottle. Kabbat tray bottle. The coin should be bottle. So first it says maybe it's this Mishnah's following sheet is Rabbi Yehuda, that Mimbamino is low bottle. Right? Rabbi Yehuda says Mimbamino is low bottle. Then he says, Venerally, the Gami the rice is low bottle. The Vade Munikara is low bottle, Yahoo Litlo, Kana Isr who. So he says, Reb Chaim Zimmerman points out, the Tosfos Chadashim says the same svar of the Ra'a. Because he says, what you could do is, you could be poder. You could say, okay, one of these coins is Kadosh, I want that Kedusha to go on to another coin that's in my hand. And then I remove the Kedusha from, so I could take it out, just like I could be Magyal. So he says that if you don't do that, that's called Nikar Iser. Even though it's not Nikar Ben, it's not Nikar Ben, but that's called Nikar Iser. And that's a Din Daraisa. So this shot in the Tosfos Chadashim is mamish the same svara of the Ra'a. That you don't say Bittel by Kalim, because you can be Machshir and you remove it. Even though in the end you can't see it, you don't know which one it is. But the concept of Nikar doesn't have to be Nikar Ba'ayim. And the boyas here in the bottom of Tiferet Yisrael want to say maybe the whole Mishnah is only talking about Midrabanan. But this Mishnah, as Reb Chaim Zimmerman says, is the same. This discussion that we're having by the Kalim. Two more things. So if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan, so Aruch HaShulchan is the Kasha. He says, he quotes that Ramah. He named it page 20. Named Divrei Rabbeinu Misbar Adin Hazeh to put the cold water Rak L'Chumra. Okay, we'll see in a second. And then in Nun Zayin he says, "Da, Yesh Menagdolu Shekotzul Hachdina, the Tzarech Lasir Hashem Nunis, the Imachal Meskafiel. That's the place. He ain't a Tzarech Lasir." And he brings a raya from the Kalim case. So he asks, he's the one who asked the kasha. I asked you before who asked the kasha. So Baruch Hashulchan. The idea there, my inin zelazet, the Hashem who be Iser Baluah, and Iser Nikar. Rabbi Tam Dovish Yeshul Mufliva Osir. Zekai Mul Kalim Tzarech Lasir Tzos. He's a Bchol Dovish Yeshul Mukir. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that no, he doesn't like the place because the place he's making a dimyon between the Dovr Sheishul Matirin and the Nikar Iser, and you can't make it. One is a Din Daraisa, one is a Din Darabanan. He says if Nikar Iser is a Din Daraisa, which he's assuming potentially can be a Din Daraisa, so then you're Mechuyev, even if it's Niskalkel. Just because the Skalkel doesn't give you a heter to violate the Raisa. I mean, the others will say, I think Rafael Cohen maybe discussed it, others have pointed out that maybe Yeah, you know, Hanami Nikaris is a Dindaraisa, but maybe this type of Nikaris is not. But the Aruch Shulchan is the one who says it's not so Pashut, the comparison of the, yeah. Now, for Shteitzach, the Pashut Pshat is that the whole din of the Chayil of the Ramah is you have Shishim. You cook the Chayil in, you have Shishim. So, Tam, it's Tmatel, you still have to get rid of the bed. But if you didn't have Shishim, so then the whole thing is Aser. That's what the Shach says on page 5. It's a part of Zayin. What's it going to help? If you don't have shishim, then the whole thing, then okay, you want to get out of bed, but you ruined the time was raining in the spashe in the machal. So what's it going to help? But then he quotes that the kol poskim de loka bach. The bach says in the bottom, shesama chazma agosa. Is of head the lahate b'diavad hadayin sees man sona a few like a shishim. So how can you be matter if it's like a shishim? If it's like a shishim, so you get the ben, but the time is already ruined. So what is it going to help that you got out the ben? But you didn't have shishim; it was cooked with the chalim. So there's a famous there's a piece in the Imre Baruch, not me, but the Baruch Tumim Frankel, right? The famous Gaon, the Baruch Tam. On page 7, so he says that when you get out the Be'en by Lach, you see, we have to talk about this in great Arikas. When something has Nesinus Tam, are those two things the Be'en and the Tam? So if you get out the Be'en, you still have the Tam. But by Dover Lach, the Be'en and the Tam are the same. So if you get out the Be'en, then you got out the Tam too. So once you can get out the in other words, if the chaylov dissolves, so now there's a Tam. But if you're able to get out the liquid, so then the Tam, you got out the Tam also. But Masha'en came by a piece of chicken, a tray piece of chicken. You cooked it with rice and you didn't have shishim, and then you take the piece of chicken out, it's not going to help because the tam was nisfashim. Because by a dover yovesh, there's the tam and there's the ben, are two separate things. So even though you got out the ben, but the tam was still there, so it still ruins the rice that you didn't have shishim. But by dover lach, if you take out the what? If you take out the lach, if you're able to get the lach out to congeal it, then basically you got out the tam also.
But if you're cooking the rice, then it has to be the lach that didn't get cooked.
No, but once you freeze it, then everything comes out.
If you're cooked in the rice,
right? But now when you're going to remove. You can remove it, then everything will come out.
He's talking about the
front book. Okay, it's a longer conversation. I don't want to talk about it now. It's a longer conversation. Rav Moshe has a truth about this. Yeah, okay. Well, I need more time to clarify this, but I don't want to. Okay? So, Be'ez Hashem, on Wednesday I told you I made that new packet, the Yom Kippur packet. So we'll see how much time that'll take and whether we should do. But I felt it was something new. And I saw it this year, so it's something new. So it's before Yom Kippur, so we'll see how long it takes to say it over. And then maybe we could do something else. Okay. Okay, we're going to stop here. Okay, this is a fundamental, you know, you saw it here when we did.